I'm sorry, girl.
Hiya!
This is horseshit! I'm being raped by a robot and helped by a blind chump with a dodgy translator, while my master is a sick old pervert, and I'm completely out of montages! This calls for a cliffhanger! Saki!
Ooh, speedball makes Saki sick.
Help me, someone! Hey, what about my dead parents' souls?
Oh, shit, the scriptwriters forget about them again. Oh, boy.
Join us next week for another episode of Princess Robot Bubblegum. And don't forget to pick up the feature-length film that went straight to DVD. The saga continues in Princess Robot Bubblegum and the Kitty Lover Shiny Bikini Ninja Super Party Time Dimensional Dragon Hole. And pick up the video game available for handhelds. Princess Robot Bubblegum LXVII. Repress Destiny Sparkle, the action RPG.
Oh, shit!
Too many numbers!
And of course, trading cards, uncensored manga, and collectible figurines for lonely people to stick on their desks in lieu of friends. Plus, an assortment of other quality branded merchandise.
Too horny to fight crime.
Visit PrincessRobotBubblegum.com. CNT.
Like to own you. We get banned. We don't ban people. So if you've heard that, then people are just having fun with us. So we like it. We love drama. We're the show where you don't smoke the bowl. You get the entire eight ball. You get what I'm saying?
Come on. Really? Is this the garbage you want to spew out? I thought you were better than that.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
And I hear a lot about Debbie Daly out there. And is she the herpes of podcasting? I don't know. But people, for some reason, are obsessed. Like I've told Debbie Daly or anybody out there, when you do a show, you save a troll. And people, for some reason, are obsessed with Debbie Daly.
A night talk, but not the same shit that they talk about. Not the politics, not all the serious shit in life. But this was going to be the weekend edition. This was going to be the comic relief to it all. Well, see...
Advertisement, Desert Bird Drinking Bone Show.
You lose when you hang up. You've lost. You've forfeited. And he should have learned that back when he failed so miserably at even beginning a debate with Team Debbie Daly at that time, which was, I don't know who all was there, Jewish producer.
We're on the network.
Now tell me.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Log Talk Radio.
And Spreaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Your discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
This is the stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about?
Why? What the fuck?
This guy, who is he?
What the fuck are you doing here, you fucker? Shit!
What the fuck's going on?
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are you doing, man? Stop it!
Shit, what the hell you doing? I'm banging that girl! Oh! What the...
Have they called you?
What the fuck?
So what the fuck are you thinking, man? What the fuck are you talking about?
Huh? No, what the fuck are you... I'm not... Fuck!
What the fuck is he talking about?
Exactly what happened. That makes me fucking sick.
Homer. With all due respect, what the fuck are you talking about?
And what the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? What the fuck are we going to tell about, Steve?
What the fuck does anything have to do with Vietnam? What the fuck are you talking about? Oh!
What the fuck are you talking about?
Huh? No, what the fuck are you... I'm not... Fuck!
Who the fuck is with this guy? Who is he?
What the fuck are you doing here, you fucker?
Shit!
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck are you doing, man? Oh. Stop it!
Shit, what the hell you doing? I'm banging that girl. Oh!
What the...
Have I called you?
What the fuck is this?
Just one thing, dude.
And what's that?
You have to use some other cuss words.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, are we having some fucking problems or what?
No, we're good. What's going on, Goofy?
Are we?
Yeah, we're good to go. Show's booted up. What the fuck's going on? Pimp Hat's in the house. Shouts out to Pimp Hat. We haven't seen him in a while.
Okay, I just want to make sure everything's all right, because
right.
things are not, everything's saying that it got shut down. I don't know what the fuck happened here.
It's working fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, now it's terminated on Spracker.
All right, well then let's load it again. I'm telling you, this fucking shit. All right, refresh your page. Did it work?
Yeah, but it started a new show broadcast, you know. So I'll have to send the link out to everyone.
Chewbacca, get technical on that, please.
Yeah, it's working.
Alright.
It's working. But it started a new broadcast, so I gotta tweet out the link again and throw the link out to people.
Yeah, we gotta... Jesus Christ, I gotta stop smoking, man. Fuck, I'm over here fucking... I'm in Dandyland. I mean, today's...
Yeah, sorry, Pimp Hat. I was just giving you a shout out, and then suddenly, fucking, you're right. The beaner over there somehow destroyed the show, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. He smokes too much weed. I mean, every time I fucking turn around, he's smoking weed on Periscope, trying to beg some girl to show him his titties.
And so what's up with that? I mean,
some
can I fuck
girl.
Somebody?
Yeah, some trap girl.
She's not a tramp. Just shut your mouth.
Well, first of all, she's going to fuck Apocalypse first because Apocalypse is closer.
She's not going to fuck Apocalypse.
Well, Apocalypse is closer to location.
Stop saying that shit.
So she's going to fuck Apocalypse first.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's what she called in and said last night. Anyway, Goofy, I don't know.
No, she did not. She did not say she was gonna fuck Apocalypse.
She was like, "Oh, hey, tell me more about this Apocalypse guy that lives, you know, right around the corner, unlike Goofy Bone." You hear that clanging noise? That's my grinder because I don't use, I don't use scissors like Goofy. I like to get all the crystals and everything, you know, and catch my keef in the bottom of the grinder like you're supposed to.
I'm not understanding here.
Anyway, yeah. I just want to give a quick shout out since the stream's working.
I don't understand you.
Since the stream's working, Goofy, I want to give a quick shout out to the Bill Wagner crew. Also to Pimp Hat and Derek and Wild Goose and Balls and everyone else in the Bill Wagner crew. Shouts out to you guys. We need to get the wagon rolling again. And, just wanted to stop the show and give a shout out there. But anyway, Goofy, I heard you may have gotten another lizard. Does that mean that we can look forward to lizard jerky here sometime in the next week?
Oh, God, you know, I told you this yesterday. I'm debating if I should even keep this guy. Maybe I should just fucking set him free.
You're pretty much giving him a death sentence if you keep him. I mean, Jesus.
I know, man.
11 lizards and a gecko or whatever. Salamander.
It's a goddamn salamander.
Whatever the fuck. It's dead. That's all I know. And you killed it. You're like the fucking Grim Reaper of fucking lizards. The lizards see you and they're like, oh, it's Strope. Hey, what's up, Strope? But yeah, the lizard fucking see you and fucking they run because, you know, next thing you know, there's this beaner guy fucking with a taco about to roll him up and smoke him and make fucking lizard jerky. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway.
A beaner guy with a taco.
Yeah.
When have I ever become a beaner guy? Especially with tacos. It's not Tuesday, is it?
No, but you do like beans and rice and tacos and whatnot because you are Mexican. But anyways, you know, what's up with all these girls on Periscope, Goofy? I mean, you're never going to fuck them. You know that, right?
Wait a minute. Why are you shattering dreams and destroying hopes? Who are you to fucking tell people that shit? I mean, are you my secretary?
This is the internet, first of all. Those girls, they're probably not even girls. Half of them are probably dudes.
Okay,
you know, with surgeries. With surgeries these days. I hear it's hard to tell.
You fucking see, I can't even get all fucking wasted anymore without Mechazawa getting stupid.
See, that's why I'm trying to get you off the Periscope thing, because you're just going to get into trouble. You know, next thing you know,
how am I going to get into trouble?
You're going to go to fucking one of these houses, and Chris Hansen's going to be there, and he's going to be like, hey, Goofy Bone, here's some brownies.
Yeah, I'm not trying to fuck no little girl. Get the fuck out of here, man.
He's going
to
be like, hey, Goofy Bone, here's some brownies. Why don't you take a seat over there? And you'll be like, man, these brownies are really good, Chris Hansen. Where's that little girl I came to see?
You're fucking dumb, Mechazawa. Why would you think that shit?
Have you ever noticed that the fucking half the time the people are like obsessed about whatever tasty snack is there for them to eat? They're like, these are some good brownies.
Shut the fuck up, man. Now you're acting stupid. You're just jealous because all these women love me, man.
I'm not jealous of your Periscope horrors, Goofy.
Yes, you are. You're fucking jealous. You're jealous because these women are taking me away from the radio show. We're not in the spotlight like we were last year. You know, it's like fucking...
Well, whose fault is that? That's your fault.
Ever since I did
I show up to the studio and you're like, oh, I'll just leave this note here that says I'm going to be 30 minutes late and that should be good enough. You know, never mind all the... Never mind all that gas that Mechazawa had to spend to drive to the studio to get there and, you know, waste his time for 30 fucking minutes because Goofy, you know, didn't want to show up on time.
You know,
this is why I was worried about doing fucking radio shows with Mexicans. Because, you know, Mexicans are unreliable.
I'm here on an assignment. So don't fucking give me bullshit.
On an assignment?
Yeah.
Look, just because I take a lot of vacation days does not mean that you can get lippy with me, all right?
No, Mechazawa, not tonight, pal.
Who do you think you are? Look, Goofy, all I want to sell you is on Friday, also known as Baller Friday. I don't know if you've been keeping up with Bill Wagner's Twitter, but he released a video saying that he was going to, destroy cyber bullies and expose them on Friday, the August 14th. I guess his finger's on the button. He's gonna end cyber bullying and trolling once and for all. Innocent victims such as himself, you know, need to be avenged. You know, innocent victims like Bill Wagner.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that Bill Wagner.
Yeah.
The great Bill Wagner, the heavy singer, yep. The fucking wrestler, the MMA fucking ex-champion. You're telling that Bill Wagner,
the guy that pissed on the flag.
He's gonna press the button on the 14th.
Well, that's what he said. I don't know about button pressing, but he says, he's gonna destroy all cyber bullies and like Pimp Pat put in the chat there, it's spelled cyber bullies, not the way that you would expect. But, on the 14th, and he's vowed that since since Pimp Hat, also known as Russell, who he claims wet the bed as a child, is going to be in handcuffs. He's gonna fight
damn.
Him. Yeah, that's a good question too, Griffey. Whatever happened to this matchup between you and Bill Wagner? I thought you were gonna find him on the mean streets of Las Vegas.
Hey, can you let me talk? I went to every strip club in the area, and I had a.
Well, there's your problem. Bill Wagner's not gonna be allowed into a strip club at this point because first of all, he has no money.
I asked around, and nobody ever heard of him. So
of course, nobody's ever heard of him. You're going to the wrong places, Goofy. You gotta go to the scummiest, shittiest bars in Las Vegas. That's probably where you'll find Bill Wagner.
Dude, I went to the Flamingo. That's a nasty fucking place.
He says he lives in a condo, but it's obvious he lives in a hotel. Because if you watch his little video, he talks about going to get hotel security and telling on some niggers that he was scared of, so he had to go get security with its gun to hide behind.
But I don't understand.
Bill was scared
that,
of the black gentlemen that were making noise.
Oh, hold on. He's going to press the button. And I guess. Like when those robots died in Phantom Menace.
It's hard to tell, Goofy, because he only has one tooth and he whistles when he talks. But, you know, see, the thing is, he said he was going to do something, like, I don't know. He said something about he was writing a book, but, I mean, you know how Bill is. Like, he's got one of those minds where it's, like, multi-track. It's not, like, a one-track mind, you know. He has, like, all these ideas just, like, slamming out, you know, like, and they all are just, like, slamming into the door, and the door is, like, his mouth, right? And then suddenly, you know, some of the weirdest things come out of his mouth. And you don't really think they're related. And then later you find out they are somehow. You know, like, I've heard multiple stories about how he's allegedly lost his teeth. And all of them were from Bill Wagner. I didn't hear these stories from other people. Like, the one story I heard is that he lost his teeth to, like, doing too much meth. And then I heard this other story on his GoFundMe. Where he allegedly he got beat up as a result of him pissing on the flag. Did you see that video, Goofy, where Bill Wagner pissed on the flag? It was like, hey, what's up, America? I'm Bill Wagner. I'm pissing on the flag. Fuck the military. You know, and he was pissing on the flag.
Are these the same guys that told you that under my toupee is a treasure map?
Well, no. No, Goofy, and... Your CM Punk hair is a treasure map?
No. Well, look, the rumor goes around is that Goofy Bone wears a toupee. And underneath
you have your CM Punk hair. Look, here's the thing, Goofy. All I know is I've heard various wild stories about how Bill Wagner lost his teeth. And, like, it seems to be a mythical thing, like, I don't know how many sets of teeth he's apparently lost, but he keeps saying, you know, like, he got beat up, and that's how he lost his teeth. He lost his teeth to meth, and then apparently he lost his teeth in a car accident with his mother. That was on his new video, I guess.
Went face first?
I guess he hit the dashboard or something. He didn't really elaborate. He just said he got into a car accident with his mother.
So where's his
and that's
nose?
How he supposedly lost his teeth. He said that he'd never heard of meth before Breaking Bad.
Where's his busted nose at? If he fucking busted his teeth,
I don't that look
fool,
goofy.
That
okay.
fool would be all busted up.
Bill Wagner is
real
just,
here,
he's just a single parent trying to move out of Las Vegas, Goofy. He's a single parent.
Makazawa, I am very upset with you because you're putting fuel to the fire on this one. Here I'm thinking that maybe we could bury this and just throw it underneath the rug. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you watch the video, Goofy, there's no hiding from Bill Wagner, okay? The time is now. He's going He's going to end all cyberbullying and terrorists on the internet, and he's coming for you, okay, August 14th. He's going to expose all cyberbullying.
But what's going to happen? Because I got a lot of things I got to do on Friday.
Well, nobody's exactly sure. He won't, you know, he's just like, just you wait. Friday, August 14th, mark that date down in your calendars.
Well, now I'm kind of scared, because what if something does happen? Like, you know, the Terminator shit.
Well, I mean, Bill Wagner has been known to call drone strikes on people.
What if Bill Wagner is fucking Cyberdyne?
He has been known to call in drone strikes on people like Wild Goose. I don't know if you heard about that, Goofy. When Goose was out being a homosexual gay fisherman, somehow he offended Bill, I guess, before he went fishing. And Bill was like, well, there's only so many boats out in the ocean, and I'm going to call in a drone strike. And I'm going to kill Wild Goose. And I mean, you know, we didn't hear from Wild Goose for like a year or something like that. Remember that? Then suddenly, this guy that says he's Wild Goose, you know, surfaced.
Wasn't he over there calling Debbie Daly, though?
Well, that's neither here nor there, Goofy, all right?
Well, weren't they?
Bill Wagner has his finger on the button, all right? You should respect him.
Yeah, no. I want to know what time this finger's going to be pushed. I mean, this button's going to be pushed by this finger. Because I got a lot of things to do on fucking Thursday. I mean, on Friday. And if it's one of those things where I gotta wait, like a meteor shower's gonna come tonight, then I'm not gonna fucking wait up all night for that shit. And I'm just being honest. Why is everyone staring at me? The fuck did I do?
You can look at the video, Goofy. It's freely posted on the internet if you're scared. He didn't exactly give a time frame of when it's gonna happen. He just said
well,
August
14th. I just want to know what time is it gonna happen, because you know I got a lot of things to do on Friday.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe you could tweet at him. Does he have you blocked on Twitter still?
Yeah, he doesn't talk to me because I'm an inferior person or some shit like that. I don't know.
Well, allegedly, okay, allegedly, you made death threats to him, Goofy. Allegedly.
I made death threats to him?
That's what I heard. That's what they're saying.
Here's Goofy Bone, the guy that's always making death threats.
Well, I didn't see him.
He's a fucking pussy for even fucking believing death threats.
Whoa, he's got his...
Shut up.
August 14th, Goofy, you're going down, okay? All this cyberbullying that you've been doing is going to come to an end.
And I'm going to fucking live outlavishly.
All this cyberbullying you've been doing is going to come to an end. I know you've been trolling that woman in fucking Arvin, California, the woman in the teepee. I know you've been trolling her.
I don't want to talk about that stupid bitch and her stupid fucking retarded black man who thinks he's Ric Flair.
I don't want to
talk about those stupid fucking
people. Did you see, I found your new woman on Vine, Goofy? Did you see the Vine?
No, I didn't. What was it? All I seen was a fat little kid that looked like Debbie Daly.
Yeah, you should turn on the audio for that Vine.
I don't want to.
I tweeted it and I sent it to you on Skype. Bill Wagner's on—he's on fucking Twitter right now. He's sending out memes about Mexicans.
And what? You want me to get all mad? Come on, you guys.
Here, I'll show you. Here's the memes about Mexicans he's sending out right now. I think he's making fun of you.
Okay. Because I'm fucked up right now. I don't give a fuck about that.
I think he's making fun of you, Goofy. I think he wants to fight. He wants to 1v1
you. Get him on the phone line. Well, what's his phone number?
How do you not have his phone number?
You think I really give a shit about this motherfucker? I'm going to have his phone number?
All right, hold on. I'll get it for you. I know it's 702. fucking song. I should have it memorized by now, as many times as I see it, like 80 million times a day.
Well, Mechazawa, all I gotta say is that motherfucker needs to get checked. If I ever
hold on, I'll get that number.
In real life, I'm gonna knock that motherfucker's all his teeth out, even though they're already all knocked out. But I'm gonna knock him out again.
This is a good time to call him, Goofy, because we know he's awake because he's on Twitter. I'm trying
so
to.
So why do I give a shit that he's talking about Mexicans?
That's he's talking about you. He's talking about you, Goofy. He's talking shit.
Well, that's really gonna hurt me. Sorry, I stopped.
Hold on, I'll get the number though. We'll call him up and we'll confront him.
Okay. I'll be waiting. Yeah, that's a big old fucking nug right there. Max is out. I got a drug habit. Maybe I don't even need this little guy.
Alright, no, I don't need his social. Alright, I just need his fucking phone number. Alright, I'm sending you the phone number now, Goofy. You ready? Here it is on Skype.
I'm waiting.
All right, you ready?
I'm waiting.
All right, there it is. It's on Skype.
All right, let's give this person a call. Call out is a premium feature.
What?
Hey, man, don't I have a premium account?
What the hell is going on with this show these days? If it wasn't a premium account, how come we can schedule like 3-hour shows?
I don't know. Let's call this person. Oh, well, nobody wants to answer the fucking... The call has failed.
Ugh.
Maybe they blocked this number.
Well, that's the right number. I know for a fact that's the right number. Call him on your iPhone, Goofy, and patch it through.
I'm already on the other line with the other calling number.
Well, fucking Mexicans and their single
fuck
lines.
Fuck that pussy. He's a little bitch anyway. I don't want to talk to a little coward.
Now I guess we know who's going to win the fight 1v1, and it's not going to be Goofy Bone. He's going to lose the fight to Bill Wagner and his ponytail.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Goofy Bone has a little bit of a ponytail.
No, you don't. You have CM Punk hair and fucking caterpillar eyebrows.
Megazawa, you are a heartless robot. You don't see the inner soul that I have.
Look.
I'm a righteous type of fellow.
First of all, I don't know why you don't post pictures of all these Periscope women for us to judge in chat. All right, let's see these pictures.
Why don't you just go on my Periscope and see all the women you want? I mean, they're all there.
Because then I have to go on Periscope, and Periscope's fucking gay as hell.
Well, then don't worry about the Periscope women then.
Well, I have to, because they've been interfering with this show. They called up last night. Some woman was talking crazy about making poison cakes, talking about how she wanted to hook up with Apocalypse because it's closer location-wise.
Wait a minute. Shut up. She did not say she was going to make poison cakes.
But she definitely said she would hook up with Apocalypse because he's closer to her.
Shit, Apocalypse can't even fuck real women.
She messaged me after the show asking for all of Apocalypse's fucking contact information. She said, don't tell Goofy Bone. Don't tell Goofy. Whatever you do, don't tell Goofy Bone.
If she really did that, Mechazawa, and you didn't tell me, I'll fucking hit you, fool. Don't keep secrets from me like that. That is fucking girl shit. That's something chicks do.
I'm trying to hook up Apocalypse, Goofy. Trying to hook up Apocalypse.
You better tell me. You better tell me. I'll
tell you what. I don't know what you want to hear.
You You better tell me if she calls again and asks for Apocalypse, because I'll fuck her up.
Look, I'm just a simple robot over here taking bong hits, okay? All right? The ice in my bong is melting. Yeah, it's got ice in it, of course. It's melting. Because, you know, you're trying to question me over things here that I don't know anything about.
All I gotta say is if Apocalypse tries to fuck my cakes, I'm gonna fucking stab him to death. I'll put a fucking, like, a good 22-inch blade in his fucking throat and watch that motherfucker die.
Well, you can't watch her all the time.
Shit, I do watch her all the time.
Can't watch her all the time.
What's wrong with that, Mac?
Next thing you know, she'll be on Periscope. She'll be like, hey, check it out, Goofy. I met this new guy on Periscope. And it'll be Apocalypse.
I'll fuck up Apocalypse if he does that shit to me. That little fucking worm.
I don't know what you have against Apocalypse, Goofy. What did he do to you? Did he fuck your fucking cake woman?
No.
Oh, but wait, he's
trying to make it happen.
Yeah. I am trying to make it happen. I think it'd be pretty funny if you slid on in there before you did.
Because that's not a funny thing. That might hurt my feelings. What if I like this cake chick?
Well,
what if
it's all good
with this cake chick?
Look, it's okay until you slip a ring on it, Goofy. All right, it's all fair. It's all fair.
But if she fucks Apocalypse, I'll fucking stab him in his fucking throat.
Well, at least it's someone
I'll
you know.
That fucking worm.
Well, you know, it's not like some random guy. At least, you know, it's your boy, Apocalypse. Your
and
good
I'll
friend.
Let her hold him while he's bleeding to death. And I'll keep reminding her that this was all because she wanted to venture off.
Well, that's not very nice, Goofy. Who are you to stand in the way of love, all right?
Why do you show sympathy to people that are hurting me? I don't understand that shit.
Who are you to stand in the way of their love? What if Apocalypse found true love with Kate the Cake Girl and her poison cakes?
She belongs to me.
Her underage poison cakes.
Well, now she's underage. Shut up, Mechazawa.
What is she, 17 and three quarters, Goofy?
You know, Mac, you're just so dumb. But like I said, if Apocalypse dares to even try to touch her, I'll fucking stab him, and I'll kill him, and I'll watch him die, and I'll be proud.
I don't know what you're so upset about, Goofy. You know, it's just Apocalypse fucking Kate the
Cake
Girl.
Because I like this chick, that's why.
But she lives so far away. Kind of like that other... Kind of like that other Indian chick you like in the teepee in fucking Arvin, California.
What if I move over there? I fuck that Arvin, California retarded bitch.
You used to love her. You used to be all like, oh, I love you, Arvin, California woman.
Yeah, and so did you.
Your teepee.
Didn't she buy you video games?
Once. She bought me a video game
once.
Did
she buy you video games?
Once, and I told her not to.
Put the phone out of your mouth and shut the fuck up then.
Okay, first of all, I didn't tell her to buy me the video game, alright? It was my birthday.
She bought you a
gave
video
it to me for
game.
A present.
You big
if anyone,
pissy.
If anyone told her to buy me a video game, it was Flavored Cactus, who also, by the way, coerced her into buying him video games. I thought that was wrong, and I told him that. I was like, you shouldn't be making her buy you shit.
So eat the fucking donut and shut the fuck up then.
Look, let me tell you something, Goofy. I didn't tell her to buy me the game. Suddenly, I open my fucking Steam, and it says you have a gift. What am I supposed to be like? No, I'm going to decline this gift that you can't get your money back for. Yeah. What kind of dick move would that be?
You're a fucking user, Mechazawa. You use that fucking...
Yeah, whatever, Goofy. You ask anybody on my Steam list on fucking Steam and ask them if I've given them games. Again, every single person on my Steam.
You gave me a stupid tank game that was retarded.
Well, you know what? It was free. Shut the fuck up.
Why don't you buy me a video game?
Every time I try to buy you one, you're like, no, I don't play. I don't play video games. I only play TF2.
Why don't you buy me Super Mario Brothers 3 on fucking, what you call it? On Steam.
On what? Nintendo? Because it's not on Steam.
All right, then The Legend of Zelda Part 2.
Not on Steam.
The Link.
It's not on Steam. Look, Goofy, if you want those games, I can just send you those games.
Yeah, I need all of those games. Like The Legend of Zelda 2.
Here's what I'll do. I'll put all those ROMs onto a disc, and I'll send them to you with emulators.
The emulators over here. There he goes. There he goes. Throwing out emulators. You can't.
How do you think they play them on fucking... on Steam there, buddy. With emulators.
Good old emulators. Gotta love emulators.
Well, I can send you the original cartridges if you want to be fucking like that. You know. You want me to send you a Nintendo 2? You want me to send you a Nintendo? You want a top loader?
No.
Huh?
No, I got everything.
You want a top loader?
I got everything, yeah. I don't need nothing. I got everything. Hey, have you seen the Nintendo suitcase that could hold the gaming with, I mean, the console with, like, I think 5 games?
Yeah, they used to use those for the fucking Blockbuster rentals.
No. I'm talking about it's a whole suitcase.
Yeah, I know. You used to go to Blockbuster like and you could get those. And it was fucking... the Blockbuster rental. It was like the system in the suitcase.
I don't think it was that Blockbuster, but...
Alright, well... whatever you say, Goofy.
Hey, Mechazawa, did you hear that there was a prison riot?
Yeah, I did, at Folsom.
Stabbed to death?
At good old Folsom, right? Oh, really? And then that's a different one. Folsom.
Let me get that story going. It's about to turn it down into something.
I don't know. Maybe you're thinking of another one or something. Because I was reading about one at Folsom.
No. You're right. It was in Folsom, but this guy was
no
was
Ring
a
of Fire Folsom.
This guy was a member of the San Quentin Six. I don't know what the fuck that is, but. Yeah, anyways, apparently this white-looking dude, he's apparently a Black Panther. Did you know that?
This is what happens when you don't have Johnny Cash around to keep the peace, Goofy.
Oh, God, I know. That's terrible. Fuck. They weren't cigars, though.
Have you heard TP Woman's people plan to make marijuana a cash crop?
Yeah, good luck with that.
They're going to make it a cash crop, Goofy. Like corn.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, if it gets legalized in more states, I could see it becoming a cash crop. But the problem is that federal law is not going to let them do interstate sales with something like that, considering on the federal level, it's still illegal. So they won't be able to do interstate sales and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess if you say it that way.
No interstate commerce. It would all have to be done in the same state.
Hey, but so, you heard about that apparently, it would be like you and me walking on the yard and I just decided to kill you. Guys were friends. Yeah, these guys are friends. His friend killed him.
Or what are you talking about? The Folsom riot?
Yeah, the one that we're talking about.
Oh, I was talking about Indians making marijuana a cash crop.
Yeah, I know, but we're still back on the Folsom fucking thing.
Oh, again? So the white Black Panther, which apparently is that's a new thing now, is for white people to be like black people. Like the NAACP bitch that was white, remember her? Pretending she was black.
Check this out. Apparently the guy said, "I love you pigs," and then he cut somebody's throat. Oh my god,
that's sad. Right die.
Anyway, the guy who got killed was apparently 6'8". Fuck, that's a tall motherfucker.
Scientists have made a robot that can have babies, Goofy.
Oh yeah, there we go. What is that? Batteries not included?
Yeah, that's like something straight out of your nightmares.
Get the fuck out of here. We all remember how we all thought of the idea of making a robot a hitchhiking friend till somebody decided to buttfuck the shit out of that motherfucker.
I like how scientists are always trying to make Terminator happen, too. Like, I mean, they saw the movie, and they're like, man, this could probably be a bad idea. And, like, ever since, they've been trying to actually make it happen.
And they're really making crazy-ass artificial intelligence. And it is so to the T that you would freak out watching it. I don't know if you see that one. It's like an Asian woman.
Oh, yeah, the ones in Japan are fucking freaky.
She's fucking real, and I'm dead serious. She's fucking real. And it's fucking Jesus Christ.
That's why Japan already has, like, sex bots.
That's how they should fucking look like that. But yeah,
leave it to the Japanese to make like an ultra realistic robot so they could have sex with it.
That is stupid. That's when you know you ain't got no motherfucking life. You're over here fucking things that don't have souls. But it's okay. It's all right. Everybody's doing it, right, Megazawa?
Well, I don't know about everybody, Goofy, but I saw you using your iPhone inappropriately. I heard about you. Heard about you and your I love phone.
I love phone? What are you talking about, Megazawa?
Don't worry about it, Goofy. It flew over your head.
What are you talking about? Nothing goes over my head. My reactions are fast. I would catch it. Anyways, welcome back to the good old What the Fuck show. We're talking about shit that's going on in the goddamn world. I mean, fuck. You got a prison riot, friends killing friends. You got emails pushed back by good old motherfucking Hillary rotten ass Clinton. Former President Jimmy Carter reveals he has cancer and he's going to undergo surgery. Oh, here's the
what
big
kind of
one
cancer?
Right here, Megazawa.
What kind of cancer, Goofy?
I don't know. I hope he fucking eats shit and dies.
Yeah,
here's
so
something I need to tell you about. Twitter.
All right, tell me.
Has removed its 140 character limit from its direct messages. Can you believe that? That's great. That's something.
Oh,
I
yeah, great.
No.
So direct messages are no longer limited to 140 characters, which never made any fucking sense anyway, because it's direct message.
But no, Megazawa, this is a big announcement. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's a big thing.
I use direct messages probably like twice a year. So, no, I haven't noticed.
Well, Megazawa, I have to say you're very heartless because I use direct messages all the time. That's how I talk to some of these fucking Periscope women.
Oh, yeah, is that how you find out about Apocalypse moving in on them while you're having your back turned? Or
I'm going to tell you right now, shut up about that. Shut up about that. I want to talk about something that's real, though, Mechazawa. There's an invisible Godzilla.
Invisible
China.
Godzilla?
Yeah. The Chinese are on fire right now in a Chinese city. Hundreds are injured. A massive explosion.
Oh, yeah. That's not Godzilla. That was some sort of gasoline refinery.
But still, it's an invisible Godzilla.
You know, they actually banned CNN from reporting on it. They banned them from, like, the hospital and everything that the victims were being taken to, so they can't report on it.
Well, I don't know if That's you know this. I don't know if you know this, Megazawa. Something happened, and some parents credit Willie Nelson with saving their 4-year-old daughter's life. Isn't that great?
Did he use his weed powers?
Unfortunately, no.
Or was it his hippie gas? You know, he has hippie fucking green gas. Biodiesel or whatever. Yeah, he has like 4 or 5 like gas stations that sell hippie gas.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't listen to Willie Nelson. So, I just thought maybe you knew.
You know, that actually surprises me, Goofy. Out of all the music that you listen to, all the old music, you know, the old 60s and 70s music, bizarre things that you listen to that only white people listen to. You know, it kind of fucking surprises me you don't listen to Willie Nelson.
You know, there's some Willie Nelson I do like, I'm not gonna lie, but it's not like I'll go and grab it and listen to it. I have to be like in a depressing mood. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really has to.
You have to be depressed to listen to Willie Nelson?
Yeah, he's got some good depressing songs.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that is country music before it turned into this new pseudo-country or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the old country where they used to talk about how their wife left them with a fucking lawnmower and all that other shit. Now it's like Backstreet Boys country. You know what I'm saying?
I really don't know, but it does like sound kind of tricky. It does sound kind of fucking tricky, though.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, it's fucking right. But I don't, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, I love all types of music, but just some country, most country, I can't deal with.
Yeah, we get it. You're a racist.
No, I like John Denver.
Yeah, you're a racist.
I like
John motherfucking Denver?
You know what's wrong with that?
Didn't he die in a plane crash?
Yeah, God bless his soul.
Yeah, John fucking Denver.
I don't know why you're hating on John today. He did nothing to you, Mexella.
Remember what I said earlier about how you listen to music that only white people listen to? John Denver.
Hey, what are you talking about? What are you trying to say? I'm white, Mexella? We all know I'm American.
Well, we don't all know that you're American. I mean, you could be pretending.
And believe me, trust me, I'm going to join ISIS next weekend. I heard they
Whoa, don't
a
say
great
that. Don't say disclaimer, if the NSA is listening, I don't know anything about Goofy Bones' plans.
Me and Mechazawa are going to join ISIS because they need a radio show host.
No, don't bring me into that.
To run their show. So we're going to do it. Nope. We're going to get paid fat, and that's how it's going to be. We're going to leave to Turkish Bond tomorrow.
Nope.
Yeah. We're leaving Boone's on his own tomorrow. I hope you got your bags packed.
Goofy Boone's on his own on that one, folks.
Bullshit. Me and Mechazawa are going to be the next ISIS radio show network. And
next thing you know, there's going to be drone footage of Goofy Bone fucking a goat in some fucking Talhedistan place.
Are you going to tell them that I wore a cow's decapitated head while I was fucking that goat?
Well, I didn't have to tell them. You just did.
Yeah, you're right. You caught me in that one. Fuck. Anyways, we're going to hit the hay, Mechazawa, but is there anything you want to tell the audience out there?
Hit the hay? What, are you going to sleep? Yeah.
No, I got to go do a couple things. It's hump day. What do you have to do? I got to go get laid.
You got to go make sure Apocalypse isn't zoning in on your cake.
Cakes lives far away. She's probably going to come and stay with me for...
You better start driving now, Goofy, because by the time you get there, Apocalypse will be leaving.
She's probably going to stay with me for about a week.
And, oh, great. Great. What? I say, you know, Goofy Bone disappears.
Hey, it's time to retire, Mechazawa. You know, I need to make a farm.
Look, Goofy, my birthday week starts on Monday. You realize, you know that, right? My birthday week starts
on your birthday, yeah. I'll send you a birthday gift card to the fucking, to a grocery store of some sort.
Oh, what a cheap bastard. I hope Apocalypse fucks that girl.
You fucking bastard, shut up. Anyways, we're going to end the show. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all when we see y'all.
Amen.
I don't know when Mechazawa's birthday is, but it's coming. And everybody, we're going to celebrate it like there ain't no tomorrow.
1AD6 Point Views is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
MomCorp, a large multi-billion dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn cad!
The new face of fear. Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Krieger and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green. A green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. We didn't need it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from Warbox Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.